There were ahead of time a lot of concerns raised about voter intimidation and fraud at the polls today, among them that groups looking out for problems might themselves disrupt legitimate voting. The U.S. Justice Department has monitors in 18 states, and a number of interest groups are watching the polls for irregularities and collecting any voter complaints. We're joined now by NPR's Pam Fessler. She's been following the voting today to see what, if any, problems have emerged. And what have you found, Pam? What are you seeing so far?
Well, so far, things seem surprisingly quiet. As you mentioned, there were a number of efforts that were being launched to watch the polls this year. Tea Party, conservative efforts, they said they were going to look for voter fraud. And civil rights groups who say that there's very little actual fraud at the polls were very worried that these efforts might, in fact, intimidate legitimate voters. But it seems so far that the fears on both sides have been overblown. I just spoke recently with the leader of one of the conservative groups in Minnesota called the Election Integrity Watch. It had even offered a $500 reward to people for information leading to voter fraud convictions. And he says they're getting very few calls so far about irregularities at the polls and none so far about illegitimate voters trying to cast ballots. I also talked with a spokesman of Common Cause of Minnesota, who's been watching these poll watchers, and he says their volunteers are having a very boring time. Mm.
So beyond voter fraud and questions of voter intimidation, are there any other kinds of problems that are popping up?
Well, one of the things that some of the election monitoring groups are seeing a lot of seem to be misleading and deceptive phone calls, something that we see in all these elections. Especially we've been seeing them in New Hampshire and Louisiana. These are calls that voters are receiving that are telling them, you can vote online, and this is how to do it, when in fact you can't vote online. Barbara Arnwine, who heads a national election protection effort by civil rights groups, she said her mother in Maryland recently received a call telling her that she could vote over the internet or over the phone. Again, not true. And today, the Attorney General's office in Kansas said that they're investigating complaints that some residents in the state are receiving calls telling them to vote on November 3rd, which, of course, is tomorrow. And in Houston, we also had reports that flyers were being distributed in predominantly black neighborhoods that told voters if they voted a straight Democratic ticket, their vote wouldn't count. And it was from a group called the Black Democratic Trust of Texas, which, guess what, doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Hard to track that stuff?
Oh, it's very, very, very hard. Very seldom do they find the people who are behind these things.
What about things like long lines, problems with voting equipment malfunctions, the kinds of things that you often see, or at least that we've often seen in recent elections?
Exactly. Again, so far today, there have been very few complaints about this. There are some long lines, but not a lot, not disruptive like we have seen in some other elections. Seems that there's more reports, though, about confusion at the polls. You know, voters who go think that they're registered but find out that their names are not on the registration list, or who maybe end up going to the wrong polling place. The precinct was moved and they hadn't found out about it. As for machines, a few reports that we're hearing about vote flipping, some of these touchscreen machines, a voter might go press one choice and then the box lights up somewhere else. But mostly those things can be fixed before the ballot is finally cast.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks.
That's NPR's Pam Fessler.